From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to discuss recreational cannabis regulations. Community Foundation San Luis Obispo awards over $400,000 in scholarships. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aids Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations in the city of Paso Robles will continue in its meeting tonight at 6. Cannabis regulations in the city have changed drastically since 2022. Most recently, staff has been instructed by council to update and expand regulations to be more consistent with state law and whether to allow non-storefront cannabis retail establishments in the city. Even if such businesses are not permitted to operate within Paso Robles, California law allows recreational cannabis to be delivered from outside the city. The city council discussed several issues of import to cannabis tonight, such as a limitation on the number of cannabis retailers. Staff recommends council allow more than three such businesses to operate in the city for competition, and establishing a cannabis regulatory permit, as the existing business license and conditional use permit regulations are not appropriate mechanisms for regulating day-to-day cannabis business operations, according to the agenda. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Community Foundation San Luis Obispo County, a nonprofit organization created to support local charitable giving, announced that a total of $460,148 in scholarships were awarded to students from across the county. 100 awards were granted to students representing 12 high schools and local colleges, with individual awards reaching up to $20,000. Scholarships recipients included students at Paso Robles, Morro Bay, Nipomo, Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo High Schools, along with students at Cuesta College and Allen Hancock College. City of San Luis Obispo appoints new permanent fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of San Luis Obispo announced the appointment of a new fire chief. Randy Harris, who has been serving as the interim fire chief since January, will begin serving starting June 18th. The city conducted a national recruitment search earlier this year to fill the position, and while strong candidates were identified, none were ultimately appointed as fire chief. Harris started his fire career in 1990 and recently retired from the city of Paso Robles as deputy fire chief after 28 years of service. In a demonstration of true leadership, Randy graciously offered to come out of retirement to serve our community as fire chief in the longer term, said City Manager Whitney McDonald. San Luis Obispo's police department, fire department, operates on an $18 million budget, according to the city, with 60 full-time fire department employees serving the community. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian walking to work in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left onto the southbound Highway 101 ramp at San Anselmo Road when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. Tipton pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter and for failing to yield the right-of-way. His partial hearing is scheduled for June 8th. KPRL News has received information from the Pioneer Day Committee of this year's Pioneer Day Royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as Queen and Steve Hansen as Marshal. More information will be shared as it becomes available. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 12-2. The Padres shut out the Dodgers 1-0. The Angels over the Athletics 2-1. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 7-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres. The Giants will go against the Diamondbacks. The Athletics will face the Angels. And the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, two teenage gunmen opened fire at a San Diego mosque yesterday, killing three men and then themselves. The search for the suspects began hours before the shooting, when a mother said her teenage suicidal son had run away with her weapons and vehicle. About 2 hours later, shots rang out at the mosque. A security guard and two others were killed. The two teens were then found dead in a vehicle stopped in the middle of a road nearby. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. The fire that broke out on Santa Rosa Island, about 26 miles off the coast of Santa Barbara, has grown to more than 10,000 acres. The fire has destroyed two uninhabited historical structures and is at 0% containment. Officials say tackling the blaze is tricky due to its remote location and high winds. Cars for Kids ads are being banned in California after a judge ruled the charity violated false advertising and unfair competition laws. The nonprofit claimed to be raising funds for underprivileged, impoverished children, but the court found the donations instead went to paying for teenagers' trips to Israel and a $16.5 million building there. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it looks like there's now over 1,800 active cases of the New World screwworm in Mexico, and 15 of those are now less than 100 miles out from the U.S. border. Rear Admiral Michael Schroyer, the Associate Administrator of APHIS, says they're trying to release a limited number of sterile flies in areas where they'll do the most good.
Right now we're dropping flies mostly on the Gulf side, the northern Gulf side of Mexico. We have about 50 miles that these flies are also being dropped over the U.S. border in Texas. And so when we make these decisions, we look at a variety of different data based on modeling, and we predict, we forecast, and we assess based on a variety of different things, including the temperature, the humidity, the altitude, and all of these different aspects, as well as looking at data that we get from, number one, cases that Mexico shares with us, as well as, number two, data that we get from traps in the area as far as surveillance. All of those things come together and help us to determine where is the best use of our flies and how can we distribute what is a limited number that we have at this moment.
No question, keeping New World screwworm out of America is something everyone can agree on in the U.S. livestock industry.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will make available up to $9 million to fund the removal of cling peach orchards by growers whose long-term contracts with Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and the closure of its cannery in Modesto. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's cling peaches last year. The funding from USDA will support the removal of up to 420,000 cling peach trees, or approximately 3,000 acres. We're grateful for the swift action taken to protect peach growers, the peach industry, their families, and the rural communities that depend on this industry, Rich Hudgens, president of and CEO of the California Canning Peach Association, said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Upper 80s Thursday, low 80s Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 80s on Monday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 619.
This Friday, May 22nd, it's the first concert of the summer at Vintage Community in Templeton featuring the Mark Adams Band.
Hey, I was out last night, started a fight, feeling bad this morning and looking a sight, stumbling and a-bumming and feeling for the knob of my door.
The Mark Adams Band this Friday at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road, just up from the CHP. Concert is at 6:30, free and open to all ages. Bring a chair, a picnic, or buy food and drinks at the concert. The Mark Adams Band this Friday.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks appear to be pulling back after last week's records for the NASDAQ and S&P. Home Depot reported a better-than-expected quarter and is standing by its forecast for the year. It says demand for smaller projects is holding up, though shoppers are holding off on big projects. Target reports earnings tomorrow. It named a new supply chain head today. Former Walmart executive Jeff England, who will work on getting shelves reliably stocked at Target. Alphabet shares up 0.5%. Alphabet's Google will partner with investment firm Blackstone to produce artificial intelligence chips. Real estate brokerage Redfin says U.S. home prices rose 0.2% from March to April and were up 2.1% for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us. Don't forget, you can text that. How it's supposed to work here with all this technology.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my. Me gotta go, go to Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry, 12:30 till 2. The first part of Levon Joe Hamm, author, Social Media Matrix, The Power of Social Media on Mental and Emotional Health. And then Mr. Haskins, the executive director of CoLab. So lots to talk about this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL, and of course now. And got some emails that have come in, and let's see here, also an issue that has popped up here, KPRL, all because of Chris.
Yeah, it's my fault.
See, he's taking hold of it, folks, because he knows what's coming. Okay, let's see here. The first is on the email here. Cannabis, City of Paso Robles. Let's see. It's a legal product. Why limit it to just three? How many places say sell alcohol in this city? Let the market decide. Well, short and to the point. There you go. Like that.
And that's something that'll be discussed tonight.
Yep, they will be discussing that tonight. So we'll see if the people care, or if the council has already made its mind up. So anyway, good to the point. Let's see here. The attack on Prop 13, another email. Just wondering if any major banks, real estate people, or even the Chamber of Commerce's throughout the state have spoken out against the potential damage of Prop 13. Not to my knowledge. I have always wondered about that myself, particularly the real estate and the banks, because we may get into that a little bit on the what-ifs regarding Prop 13, because it's monumental if it were to take a hit. We've had a little bit of discussion on it recently, but not enough. I got some more information for you. Okay, so we've had something that has come up here at the station and has to do with a story. Chris did an interview with Mason Yaffe. He's out there at Heritage Ranch. And Chris, let's back up that Mason contacted the radio station.
Correct. He contacted us asking to get an interview to help get the word out, for the lack of a better term.
Okay, regarding an issue or several issues, according to Mason, who's an elected official.
Right. Several issues, actions taken, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so did the interview. Mason was kind enough to not sit down, but over the phone, talk with Chris about it. And we aired it. And again, this is from an elected position. This isn't just somebody who woke up and then decided they wanted to call a radio station and air some grievances, or not grievances, but give us information to clear up some things that are apparently taking place out at Heritage Ranch. I will speak for myself and I guess kind of Chris, we know nothing of what's going on out there.
Correct, and it doesn't help the fact that the meetings for the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association are for members only. They're not open to the public. The general public, I should say.
Right, the general public, okay. So anyway, because of the stories, or the interview rather, that we have received several emails, I've gotten a couple of phone calls, and Chris, how would we categorize at least the emails you have seen?
Concerned is a word I could use.
Was the word regarding Mason lying ever used?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so we're getting emails from people who don't agree with whatever Mason said regarding whatever's going on out there at Heritage Ranch. And thank you for responding. Appreciate it very much. You also have an ability to
call in to either an open mic Friday or call in during freedom of speech to voice your, you know, concerns or your disagreement and so forth and so on. And, you know, the letters were well written, I would say. And I received a couple of phone calls yesterday. One was just a long-winded, it's just, please get to the point. I don't want to hear just, why are you calling me? I don't need stories, okay? Besides, I do leave a distinct message saying, you know, direct and to the point. Going on, you know, Bueller, that type of thing. Anyway, so this is where it's at. So the folks out there, you have an opportunity to do that. And also, maybe by using that, you could air your concerns or your disagreement with the, I don't know if it's just Mason. Is he totally representing the board? I don't want to assume because, again, I know nothing about it. However, what is interesting is, yesterday, just so happens, that I was approached by somebody. They saw my the KPRL Turbomobile out in a parking lot. And I knew that I when I say I've known this person, it's kind of like when you go to a gym, you, in many cases, you and a lot of people there at the same time, you have the same routine. So you see them all the time, and you may have conversations with them over the course of time, but you don't really know them, other than, hey, hi. In this instance, I've known this person, when I say known, for several years. I don't know his name. We talk, we have conversations and so forth. I don't know his name. I like him. He's a really nice guy. So he saw my truck, and he comes up to me. He goes, and it was kind of funny. He goes, hey, he goes, thanks for all the publicity we're getting from Heritage Ranch. And I go, you know, I started laughing and so forth. Anyway, so again, this is just the conversation I have. I know nothing about what's going on out there. I'm just talking for somebody, kind of relating what somebody told me yesterday, who's lived out there for many, many years. One is, again, according to this person, that the issues are, one, overblown by some people who, as he said, if you told them snow was white, they would disagree with you. I think we've come across people like that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Some people are very hard to convince.
Right, even if it's, yes, snow is white. Well, no, it's not really white. It's, you know, whatever. You run into that and you go, oh my gosh. Then apparently that one of the people, she recently quit the board. I don't know the circumstances for that. But also, again, according to this person, that there is concern over the cameras. Because, well, from what he told me, and for those of you who have been out to Heritage Ranch, you know that they have the gate when you go in there. And they have, the guards. Okay, so, you know, that's some security. So I don't know what the need for the cameras are, but this gentleman told me that, yes, some people are concerned about the cameras being installed out there. And I said, well, is there a lot of crime and so forth? And he really didn't know because he kind of, you know, sticks to himself a little bit. And anyway, but he said, from what he has heard, again, folks, this is what somebody else heard, that quite a few, well, I shouldn't say quite a few. He said several people are concerned about the cameras because in that community, some people like to drive around in their golf carts. And some people like to drive around in their golf carts while they are consuming alcohol very much in the open. Again, I've never lived out there. I don't know what it's like and so forth. So I just kind of like, well, why are they? Well, because if something happens, they have it on camera and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, oh, boy.
In a way, that does make sense because Heritage Ranch is a little bit out there. So contacting any law enforcement will probably get you a very delayed response. So it makes sense that if you want that, if something is happening, you want to document it for sufficient proof. Although I know that also opens up the can of worms, rightly so, of people having concern about their privacy.
Right, and maybe having to, let's just say, change their lifestyle. You get used to something of being in a relaxed, casual, friendly atmosphere. You go drive down the block to visit your neighbor, and, you know, you're in your golf cart. Again, I this is just what I've been told. So, anyway, for the folks out there in the beautiful Heritage Ranch area, I hope you can figure out whatever the differences are and so forth, or at least voice them and et cetera, et cetera. And that's how you could go about it and help yourselves and all sit down and hold hands and sing kumbaya.
I mean, if nothing else, we'd love to hear from you on the air if you got something to say.
Right. You know, again, I suppose there's two sides to every story. However, it depends on the opinion of both sides. So that's it. But by the way, as far as I'm concerned, snow is white. I don't think, and if you're going to call in with that attitude, we will have a very short discussion. Okay.
In that same vein, it also might go without saying that the interview with Mason was not necessarily an endorsement of what he said. It was just a platform for him to get information out there that he wanted people to know about.
Right.
As an elected official.
Right. Again, as Chris said, he's an elected official. He's representing the people who put him in office. Okay. Now, obviously, as with any elected official, yeah, people don't agree with all the decisions that are made and so forth. Well, then you have a decision to make. I don't know what the bylaws are out there regarding can you recall, can you get a petition, et cetera, or this may sound really stupid and simple. Why not just sit down and have a nice conversation with the board members to, you know, your grievances, unless the relationship is beyond that, which obviously neither Chris or I know. We have no idea.
I've never been out there, actually. I've never been to Lake Nacimiento.
It's beautiful. You should go out. It's just very, very nice.
I hiss when I get into the sunlight, so I don't know about that.
You're like Chad. You need to be in the dark. Okay. No, it's very nice. I once had a family member live out there, and we go out, and it was just nice to walk around, ride the bikes, you know, get in the lake. It's just very beautiful to just take in the surrounding area. Folks are fortunate to live out there, enjoy it, and try and be happy. Try and be happy. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Well, thank you. Getting to the point. Yeah, the point is that people need to, they have ways to communicate. That's it. Okay, lawn darts. I don't know what this has to do with lawn darts. Chris, have you ever played lawn darts?
No, I haven't. What's lawn darts? I mean, is it just darts on the lawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
That basically, to put it down there, I can't explain it 100%, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lawn game, and there can be a whole bunch of things involved with it. All right. Let's see here. We had this. Okay, I want to go back because of the email regarding Prop 13. Now, the Prop 13, the damage, if it were to go away, would be it's statewide and not just locally. And it could do the cities and the state a lot of damage. Now, cities, counties, and special districts rely heavily on property taxes to safeguard public health, maintain roads, and fund sanitation. Losing Prop 13 could drain billions of dollars from local government budgets, requiring them to drastically scale back services or continue to increase the rates. Now, think about that. We have debates frequently regarding the rate increases, whether it's for sanitation, sewer rates, et cetera, et cetera. So this would be huge. And also forced sales. Seniors, retirees on fixed incomes, and generally just working class families would be priced out of the market. They would be priced out of the market. So without the cap on the on the property taxes, this would be devastating to almost every aspect of your lives in California, and that includes the schools, because school districts, as most of you know, are overwhelmingly dependent on local property taxes. Now, the drop in the property tax collection would result in fewer resources, and we've got bonds already, and we may have more bonds on the way. So just something to think about. And again, to this gentleman who emailed in regarding, well, yeah, I'd like to know where some of these institutions are regarding their thoughts on Prop 13 and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, just a couple of things this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, I heard something regarding the there's a bill floating around, and that has to do with the protecting the kids, of course. And this is key legislative efforts are effectively advancing at both the federal and California state level to protect children and minors from online gambling and predatory betting advertisements. Chris, again, I know you don't do this a lot, but when you go on to whatever you go on to your sites, do you see a lot of things for gambling?
Not necessarily. I'm aware of topics about how some video games have crossed into territory as to whether or not they would be considered online gambling. But in a traditional sense, I haven't actually seen anything that is literally online gambling.
Okay. This is, I don't know, because I don't gamble, so I'm not sure.
Me neither.
And obviously, I don't do stuff on the internet. Other than at work. I haven't touched the computer at home in probably 6 years. Anyway, so it empowers the Federal Trade Commission to regulate and penalize companies that draw in younger demographics, helping close loopholes that allow kids to access sports betting or prediction markets. Now, I don't know if these sites have something where you can't gamble unless you're 18 or whatever it may be. I have no idea, but my point of this is, well, we'll go to the caller. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm calling about the Heritage Ranch cameras.
Okay.
You guys are right. Everybody drives around in golf carts drinking. That's just a common deal. I think more people are worried about getting caught doing something they're not supposed to be doing. Those are most of the ones that are doing all the complaining. And that, plus, in fact, it costs a lot of money, but they're paying for it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so there are bylaws. Are there separate bylaws out there that govern the Heritage Ranch when you're on the roads? Does it say anything specifically about golf carts?
Yes, it's supposed to be street legal. No one under 16 drives, which is there's kids driving everywhere. There's kids driving motorcycles all over the place. It's kind of non-ruly place. Everybody's doing what they're not supposed to be doing, and I think that's probably a lot of the issue there.
Respectfully, that does sound pretty fun as a kid. You know, if I were 20 years younger, I'd say that sounds like a good time.
It is. I mean, I don't blame them. Nobody says anything. They had some rent-a-cops up there, and everybody complained about them because they were starting to write tickets and running stop signs and speeding. Speeding's a big issue up there because nobody pays attention to the speed limit. They all think they need to drive 50 miles an hour, which is a 30-mile-an-hour zone. I think it's too fast, but yeah, there's a lot going on that they need to correct. And nobody wants to be corrected.
Well,
that's the problem.
Okay, so let me just ask a question in general. Would you say that many of the people move out to Heritage Ranch because they, one, obviously the beauty, and, you know, maybe boat people, because they just kind of like the freedom that they think they have?
I think a lot of it, too, and there's a lot of renters people will buy out there because it's cheaper, and it's cheaper to live. And then they rent these houses out. When you rent your houses out, you lose all your rights to the property and to use the lake and the ramp and everything else. So when they rent their houses out, you get a lot of riffraff. And that was a big deal for a while. They were trying to get a lot of that out. There was a lot of drugs, a lot of robbery, a lot of bad stuff going on. And they kind of got it whittled down a little bit, but they have a lot more to do. And then a lot of people weren't taking care of their properties and stuff.
Well, okay, so when you mentioned the crime and you said it whittled down a little bit, do you know that...
It still happens.
Okay, so do you know if any part of the wanting for the installation of the security cameras has to do with the crime?
I think they're trying to get rid of the crime, and I think a lot of people that are complaining are the ones that are doing the bad stuff, I think. I'm for the cameras myself. I think they should put them in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes... all right. But when you see or have heard the names, I mean, can you almost point out the people who were the ones that complaining?
No, I don't. My wife listens to the meetings all the time on Zoom and stuff. I don't get into a lot of it. I just listen to what she listens to, and it's just a lot of it's just people complaining to complain. Like you were saying, they're going to argue whether the snow's white or black.
How long have you lived out there?
13 years.
Okay, so you know what's going on, or at least you know how,
yeah.
how
oh,
things
yeah.
are. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we generally keep to ourselves. We don't get in the middle of a lot of it, but they need to clean a lot of it up.
Okay, is there, you know, again, as little or as much as you know, a lot of friction amongst neighbors?
Not really, no. Just the bad neighbors, I guess. You know, you have a nice place and you keep it up, and your next-door neighbor has trash all over the yard and parked cars and, you know, and broken down stuff, and it's like, you guys need to clean it up a little bit, but, I mean, I generally don't say nothing, but there's a lot. There's I can see where people get mad. There's a lot of that going on.
I'm surprised the Homeowners Association doesn't take a stand on that.
They're starting to crack down a little bit, because I know if you paint your house or get a fence done, you have to go through the Homeowners Association, and they okay everything, but... We built a fence around our backyard, and they okayed it, and it had to be a certain size or height, and it had to be certain boards, and they never came and looked. You know, they just like, yeah, go ahead, and then we could have done whatever we wanted, and they'd have never known.
All right. Would you ever consider joining a homeowners association again?
No, I would not. Absolutely not.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you calling in very, very much.
Yeah, no problem. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
All right. You bet.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, we got some more coming in, but unfortunately, we are up against the clock, but we have freedom of speech two more times this morning.
Local News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian walking to work in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left onto the southbound 101 ramp at San Anselmo Road when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations will continue in the Paso Robles City Council meeting tonight at 6. Council will discuss whether to limit the number of cannabis retailers, allowing recreational cannabis storefronts in the city, and updating permits to existing as cannabis regulatory permits. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. President Trump calls off today's planned military strike on Iran at the request of Gulf allies. More from Fox's Jared Halpern.
The president says he was asked by Arab Gulf leaders to postpone a resumption of bombing against Iran because a peace deal is still possible.
On Truth Social, President Trump said serious negotiations are underway in an effort to end the conflict. Fox's Evan Brown reports on today's Georgia primary.
Georgia has 14 congressional districts and one U.S. senator. Democrat John Ossoff is up for re-election. He is the presumptive nominee for his party. Five Republicans, including sitting Congressman Buddy Carter and Mike Collins, are looking for their party nomination.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp is term limited. Alabama, Idaho, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania are also holding primaries today. America's listening to Fox News.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
We have 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
An NBA instant classic last night. The Spurs outlasted the Thunder 122-115 in double overtime to take Game 1 of the West Finals in Oklahoma City. Victor Wembanyama had 41 points and 24 rebounds.
I feel like it was a great effort from everybody. Physically, I'm feeling tired, honestly, but not as much as you would expect. Honestly, it's probably the adrenaline. It's going to come down a little bit.
Wemby becomes the youngest player to post a 40-20 playoff game. He's about 7 months younger than that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fellow was when he did it in the 1970 NBA Finals. The Stanley Cup Conference Finals are all set. Game 7 in the East Semis last night. The Canadiens edged the Sabres 3-2 in overtime. Alex Newhook with the winning goal. If that sounds familiar, he had the winner in Montreal's Game 7 victory over Tampa Bay in the opening round. Baseball, A's right-hander JT Ginn took a no-hitter into the ninth in Anaheim after his team had given him the go-ahead run in the top half. But Adam Frazier's leadoff single broke up the no-no, and Zach Neto followed with a home run to give the Angels a 2-1 win. Phillies improved to 16-4 under Don Mattingly, shading the Reds 5-4 on Bryson Stott's two-run tater in the eighth. Rays won their 19th game in the last 23, romping over the Orioles 16-6. Mets nailed the Nationals 16-7, scoring 10 times in the 12th inning. Padres shut out the Dodgers 1-0, a five-hitter for Michael King in his court. The Marlins tattooed the Braves 12-0. Javier Sanoa with his first career grand slam. Max Meyer and the choir with a four-hit gem. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny today, upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we will be into the low 90s on your Wednesday. Thursday will cool back down to the upper 80s and even a little bit more, low 80s on Friday. Saturday, mid-70s Sunday for your Memorial Day. Beautiful. Mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:56 a.m., 8:05 p.m. We are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's our job, our responsibility, and helping one another out, being good neighbors. All right, as I look to my left on the famous board here, there is nothing to report, but Mr. Garcia, yesterday, you knew that Mandarin was the most spoken language in the world.
I correctly guessed as such.
Okay, well, here in the United States of America, there are over how many different dialects?
Let me see. Let me try to map this out for a second.
Well, if you...
I'm going to guess about eight.
Eight?
Eight.
I'm extremely disappointed, Chris. I'm just... Matter of fact, I could be devastated by that answer.
Really?
Yes. I'll give you one more shot.
Was I way over or way under?
You are so far under, it's not even close.
Okay. 200.
No, it's better. There are over 150 different dialects in the United States.
Well, shoot.
There you go.
I mean, I just tried to like divide it up by region and think, okay, maybe the region's got one or two different ones.
I don't know how they break that down. We have a specialist that do that somewhere working for the government, no doubt. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, let's see here. We're going to go to the box office. Box office, box office. This movie... it became the second highest grossing domestic film in the United States of America behind Star Wars. And the year was 1977. And it didn't cost that much to make. All right. And let's see here. How can I give you a... Big Enos and Little Enos. They are wealthy Texans. That's your clue. Big Enos and Little Enos. They are part of the story in this. That was the second highest grossing film, domestic film, in the United States behind Star Wars in 1977. And I think it became a trilogy. I'm not sure. The cast was pretty amazing. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
That would be Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit, and you liked it because of the Trans Am, didn't you?
It was just plain humor, you know?
That would be one of those movies that does... I'm not trying to insult it, just stupid humor.
Yes, it was kind of mindless. It didn't get real serious. It was just funny, and you could just get lost in it and laugh.
Yeah, just...
You can still do it. It's still funny.
Matter of fact, I'm just thinking, some of the scenes just popped in my head, and I'm giggling because, it was pretty funny there. All right. So you saw it in its original, when it originally came out.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now, I'm that old. Okay.
You what?
I'm that old.
Oh. You said it, not me. Of course, they were importing that god-awful beer, though, from Texarkana to Atlanta. That stuff was terrible. Oh, boy. All right, Mike, we got to go, but we have you down as a qualifier.
All right. Take care.
All right, bye. What was that gosh-awful beer? I'll tell you in a moment.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Pioneer Day Committee has announced this year's royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as queen and Steve Hansen as marshal. City of San Luis Obispo announced the appointment of a new fire chief, Randy Harris, who has been serving as the interim fire chief since January. The city conducted a national recruitment search earlier this year to fill the position, but while strong candidates were identified, none were ultimately appointed as fire chief. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And it was a Coors beer. And then it was, listen to the cast, Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jackie Gleason, Jerry Reed, and Pat McCormick. The budget was $4.3 million. It grossed $127. That's not a bad return on their dollars. All right, two more to go this hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and a whole lot more.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.